Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling joins us on the long line. And are you in Richmond?
Hey, Coy, I am. I'm sitting right here at the Capitol this afternoon.
There you go. Well, you know, sometimes you're on the road or you're...
Taking care of a little paperwork today.
There you go. It's good to hear your voice. How are things going?
Well, things are going great, and it's always a pleasure to be with you, especially on Constitution Day. I have to, if I can tell you, a quick little story.
Absolutely.
Last year, about this time, I got a call from the folks up at the University of Mary Washington, and they wanted me to come up and speak to the students at their Constitution Day ceremony. And, you know, I thought I knew a fair amount about the Constitution, but nonetheless, since I was going to speak at an institution of higher education, I thought I'd do a little brushing up. And it was enlightening the week or so before that event to remember how much I had forgotten about the Constitution and where it came from and what it was all about. So, you know, I learned a lot from that, and what I learned was take the opportunity of Constitution Day to go back and brush up on your constitutional history. It's amazing what we forget from those days when we were in school, some important things about where that document came from and what it's all about.
Yeah, it's amazing to think what you knew at 17 that you may not just...
We'd like to think it stays with us,
right.
But not all of it does, I can tell you.
Yeah, a quick trip to Wikipedia would certainly help you out, help out a lot of people, I think. And
yeah, it's a decent source of information, but, you know, it's not just brushing up on what's in the Constitution. And, you know, certainly we all know certain things about certain of the constitutional amendments, but remembering where it came from and what the founding fathers went through to put it together. And one of the things that was impressive to me that I had forgotten after all those years was how very close we came to not having that Constitution ratified when it was first adopted. You know, there was great division among the states about the content of the Constitution and ultimately the ratification of the Constitution, and in some states, of course, where it was ratified, including Virginia, the votes were very, very close and could have gone a very different way if it weren't for just a few votes. And sometimes we forget the travails that our founding fathers went through to give us that document, and it's absolutely amazing how it stood the test of time.
Yeah, it really is. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. I couldn't agree with you more. John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute is a frequent guest on this program, and he's got a new book out, The Change Manifesto, which is just fantastic. But one of the things that he writes about, and one of the things that I've written about in my book, Thomas Jefferson on Leadership, is that, you know, the founding fathers really left us with a challenge. We have inherited what so many people have died for. We have inherited it, many of us, the easy way. We were just born here. We didn't really have to do anything to earn it. It was just handed to us. But we have inherited a challenge from those founding fathers to figure out a way how each of us can really defend those rights that are enshrined in the Constitution.
And we tend to, take it for granted a lot of the times and, you know, forget that this was a document born out of literally the blood, sweat, and tears of a lot of people, and it's good from time to time, I think, to go back and you know, revisit what those, you know, great patriots who are involved in that process went through. So if there's one piece of homework maybe we can give to the listeners today, it's you know, do a visit to Wikipedia. That's an easy one, or go in and Google the U.S. Constitution and read a little bit about its about its history and where it came from. There's, you know, I'll tell you this, I learned a lot when I was preparing for that speech at the University of Mary Washington a year ago, and I assure every one of your readers, if they go through there and take a look at this document, that now is, I guess, 221 years old, if my quick math is right.
Ooh, nice.
They'll be very appreciative and grateful to that small band of 39 guys who labored hard to give us that framework.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and joins us about once a month on this program, and we're honored to have him with us. Your thoughts on the on what's going on with the national headlines? I'm just curious what goes through your mind as you watch the news and read your news sites on the web like we're all doing every day, whether it's what's happening on Wall Street and perhaps how the presidential campaigns are reacting.
Well, you know, what's happening on Wall Street is a mess, and you know, it's one thing sometimes to say, well, you know, Lehman Brothers is in trouble, or Merrill Lynch is in trouble, or AIG is in trouble. It's another thing when people look at their savings accounts and their 401ks and their retirement plans, and they see the impact that these huge 500-point losses. The last time I looked today on Wall Street, we were down another 350 points. And, you know, it just has a very practical impact on people. And, in fact, they're just popping up now where we're down 450 points again today.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, too.
Points in 2 days. And so it has a very practical impact on people. So, you know, it's just a mess what's going on up there right now. And, a lot of it, I think, is maybe overreaction on the part of investors to bad news. But clearly we've got some structural problems with sectors of the economy. There are some sectors of the economy that are very strong, but there are other sectors like housing and mortgage and the investments that have been related to those and its impact on big financial institutions that is just a major problem. And frankly, I think people in Washington and Wall Street and every place else are struggling a little bit to figure out how to respond to it and to respond to it the right way, and I'm not sure any of them have the answers right now.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. On one side, we hear somebody like Rush Limbaugh saying this is proof that all regulations are bad and we need to get rid of any regulations on the financial markets. And on the other side, we have people like both Obama and McCain. And I have to admit, surprisingly, McCain, who's never spoken like this in the past, saying that, well, we do need some regulations now to sort of rein in what had been deregulated, that it sort of got out of hand. So there's sort of a spectrum there. Where do you think it'll ultimately come down?
Well, the challenge is achieving the proper balance. And, you know, with anything, there are times when your balance is out of whack and you're either underregulated or you're overregulated. I think it's probably inevitable that out of this instability with a lot of these large investment houses that we're going to see more regulation arise. And in the short term, to bring some structural stability back, that may well be a good thing, and then we can reassess its impact over time. But, you know, Coy, what I think a lot of this economic problem that we're having right now with these investment houses and the mortgage lenders shows is if it sounds too good to be true, it is. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, when money was easy to come by in the robust economies of the last decade or so, a lot of these mortgage houses started making offers to people that were too good to be true. And a lot of people went out and took advantage of that to buy homes that they really had no realistic way of paying for. And hopefully, if we learn one thing out of this, it's just that old adage that our parents taught us when we were little kids: if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But that became very prevalent throughout the economy over the course of the last decade. We probably should have known then that it couldn't sustain itself over time. And of course, that's what's that's what we're paying for right now. But, you know, hopefully this situation will stabilize here in the near term. I tell you one thing, if you've got any money laying on the side here in a few days, it sure might be the right time to invest it. I'm not an investment counselor, but my investment counselor told me today that they thought the market was undervalued by at least 25%. And that's before another 500-point drop. So maybe if we get this thing stabilized, we can turn a corner and get back to some good news.
Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Let's talk a little Virginia politics. Terry McAuliffe is the former national director of the Democratic Party here in the United States and a resident, longtime resident of Virginia. Was a big supporter of Hillary Clinton, attacked Barack Obama, is now out making amends, as they say, and in across Virginia and in supporting Obama. It's no secret now that he has been sort of spreading the news that he has intentions to run for governor next year in Virginia. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess, you know, I try not to give the Democrat Party recommendations on what they do, but you know, I almost find that proposition somewhat laughable. You know, McAuliffe may be a resident of Virginia, but truth be known, I doubt that he knows the difference between you know, Fairfax and Farmville, and I'm sure there's a large part of our state that he's probably never even been to, nor could he identify on a map. So he may be a resident of Virginia, but he sure doesn't have any connection to Virginia. And secondly, you know, it's interesting to me to see the Democrats throwing around names of people like Terry McAuliffe and Dickie Cranwell for 2009. Those are two of the most partisan, combative politicians I've ever come across in my lifetime. And I think that's exactly the wrong approach. So I hope they go down that aisle because, you know, what I believe is that the people of Virginia are tired of the partisanship and the politics of the past. I think they're looking for leaders that set that aside and try to find solutions to everyday problems like making schools better and streets safer and a higher education and health care more affordable and dealing with our transportation challenges. That's certainly what we're trying to do. So, you know, I'd love the chance to run against people like Terry McAuliffe and Dickie Cranwell. I just can't believe that the Democrat Party would be so unwise as to want folks like that, those partisan politicians from the past, to be their standard bearers.
You heard it here. Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us. And
okay, Coy.
We'll look forward to talking to you again in a few weeks. Absolutely. Take care.